36, Paul Harris for Don, Wade, and Roma. Yesterday, President Obama addressed the undie bomber story after doing some digging and asking people to find out what went wrong. Here's a little bit of what he had to say.
What's also clear is this. When our government has information on a known extremist, and that information is not shared and acted upon as it should have been, so that this extremist boards a plane with dangerous explosives that could have cost nearly 300 lives, a systemic failure has occurred, and I consider that totally unacceptable. The reviews I've ordered will surely tell us more, but what already is apparent is that there was a mix of human and systemic failures that contributed to this potential catastrophic breach of security. We need to learn from this episode and act quickly to fix the flaws in our system, because our security is at stake and lives are at stake.
Systemic failure, the key phrase there. Let's get some reaction from Capitol Hill with Republican Congressman Don Manzullo of the Illinois 16th. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. How are you today, Paul?
I'm doing just fine. Regardless of what you heard from the president yesterday, what do you think of this story here and the obvious systemic failures that led to the problem in the skies over Detroit last Friday?
Oh, I think the problem is that the Department of Homeland Security has not taken terrorists seriously enough. This goes back to when Janet Napolitano was sworn in, and she said that the biggest risks in this country are people who are opposed to abortion, people who don't like to pay taxes, and we're sitting there scratching our heads. And then she also said that it could be homegrown terrorists, but they're very hard to track their travel back and forth to their homeland countries. I mean, this is very strange. When you have the director of the Department of Homeland Security that says one day on television that the system worked, and the next day says the system did not work. I don't think that she gets it.
When she talks about the system working and not working, she's obviously talking out of both sides of her mouth there and trying to cover her own tracks. But when the president talks about systemic failure, do you think that this is a matter of our intelligence agencies falling down on the job, particularly when it comes to sharing information?
No. Here's the real problem, and this, it's related to a couple of things. It's obviously related to Major Hassan, who killed many of our own at Fort Hood. It's also related to the issue of moving Gitmo to Thompson, Illinois, and that is there is a failure on the part of the administration to understand the nature of these terrorists. And I've been, ever since I found out on November 13th, that Gitmo was to be moved to northwest Illinois, we've been talking about the Yemenis. Cited an article that appeared in the November 29th edition of the Washington Post, dealing with two Yemeni brothers, one of whom is in Gitmo, the other one of whom is still back in the home country. And what the brother in the home country was saying, that when President Obama promised to close Gitmo, we thought he would release everybody. If he doesn't release everybody, and some go to the United States, and the quote is, quote, the families, friends, their tribesmen will have more hatred for the U.S., and perhaps they will consider taking the same path as the extremists, end of quote. I mean, this is why what happened on Christmas Day is really related to the fact that we need to keep Gitmo open, and we need to stop, as Senator Feinstein said, returning any more Gitmo detainees to Yemen, because the re-education classes, is what they call them, simply are not working. These are terrorists.
Hey, so, Congressman, Bill Cameron here.
Hi, Bill.
Do you think Napolitano has time for her to walk the plank? What do you think?
Well, I'm not going to say. I don't think she's ever qualified in the first place for the position. Simply did not have the background necessary to take over that type of position. You needed somebody who's got an exhaustive background, an extensive background, dealing with national security.
And under the circumstances, Congressman, how do you rate the chances that any terrorists ever will be moved to Thompson Prison?
Well, it's interesting because the lead article in today's Washington Times Times newspaper, President Obama is again quoted as saying, well, what happened in Detroit has nothing to do with closing Gitmo and moving the operations to Thompson. I mean, this does not make sense, because it goes to show the number of people that are involved in the AQAP, which is the Yemeni branch of Al-Qaeda. The fact that one of the masterminds of it is U.S.-born Anwar al-Awlaki. He's the one who is the missionary to or who radicalized Major Hassan, and the one with whom Abdulmutallab, the Christmas Day bomber, had extensive contact. This is a U.S.-born individual who moved to Yemen and who is one of the leaders of the AQAP over there. That's how exhaustive and intensive Al-Qaeda is. In fact, it wasn't but about 3 months ago that the FBI found out that that there were two distinct organizations operating in nearby Chicago farms that actually planned the Mumbai, India attack 13 months ago. So we've got a very, very serious problem on our hands, and the federal government has to wake up to the fact that, you know, a simple failure to communicate, I mean, do me a favor, the Brits refused to give Abdulmutallab a visa. That was transmitted to the United States. The fact that all the information went to the National Counterterrorism Center. And what we found out in dealing with that center, there are a lot of good people there, but the center has to deal with over 500,000 people. We had a 14-year-old boy, the son of a constituent in northern Illinois, who had been placed on that list. And they said it was because of his name. Well, he had a very common last name of Swedish ancestry, a very common name. And we're scratching our heads saying, why was this kid placed on the list? I mean, eventually we filed the form and got him removed from the list so that he wasn't stopped every time he went to get on an airplane.
Yep, we've got far too many innocent people who are on lists when too many dangerous people are not being watched by the government, and it's not possible to watch a half a million people at a time. And by the way, our ABC News correspondent Jim Sciutto in London reported this morning that the reason the Brits didn't let Abdulmutallab in get a visa to their country was not because he was deemed dangerous, but because he had put down a bogus university on his visa application, and they rejected him for that. But I want to go back to Guantanamo Bay for just a second, if I could. Do you put any blame on the Bush administration for releasing hundreds of Gitmo detainees, including the two who were sent off to this art therapy rehab program in Saudi Arabia, and then 3 months later ended up as members of AQAP, the Al-Qaeda Arabian Peninsula, in Yemen? Do you put any blame on the Bush administration for that?
Well, of course, they were released during the Bush administration. I mean, that's a known fact. But the thing never really got politicized until it became a political promise by Barack Obama, who was, you know, the nominee for president. And he's talked over and over again about, you know, closing Gitmo because there's so much hatred towards Gitmo that this serves as a recruiting tool. I mean, if that's the case, USS Cole occurred before Gitmo. 9/11 occurred before Gitmo. The first attacks on the Twin Towers occurred before Gitmo. Kandahar attack in Africa. All those things occurred before Gitmo. But even taking that into consideration, assuming the fact that the hatred exists towards Gitmo, that hatred will transfer to Thompson, Illinois, that's the exact argument that former Governor Sebelius of Kansas, who is now the head of HHS of the Obama administration, used in convincing President Obama not to send the terrorists from Gitmo to Fort Leavenworth, because she said they won't break out. That's not an issue of security there, but they will draw and be a magnet to people who will come around the area and make the area around Fort Leavenworth unsafe.
So, Congressman, how would you do it better? What would you do to keep the bad guys off the planes?
Well, the first thing you got to do is you got to keep Gitmo open. And instead of trying to work with these so-called reindoctrination centers that are in Saudi Arabia and in Yemen, these people are going to have to face either military tribunal or under certain circumstances, and you know, some may be appropriate, such as Mosabi, who was the so-called 20th bomber, was tried in Alexandria, Virginia. Try those people in federal courts to bring them to justice. And I guess one of the problems that the government has in Gitmo is that in some cases the evidence that these people were involved in acts of terrorism before they were brought to Gitmo is so slender that even with a limited habeas corpus approach taken by many attorneys, that they thought that they would be released even from Gitmo itself, so therefore they tried this repatriation or re-education process in Yemen.
And are you now worried about the hundreds?
We have to realize that we are dealing with an enemy, the likes of whom we're simply not accustomed to.
And are you now worried about the hundreds who were released from Guantanamo and sent back to the Middle East who
The 14 to 20% are involved in acts of terrorism.
20%?
Yes. There was a document that was released by the Defense Department several months ago, another leak, that put it at 14%. And in the conversations I had in my office on November 15th with Phil Carter, who was the head of the U.S. Defense Department detainee program, I talked with him and Harley Lappin, who was the head of U.S. Bureau of Prisons. And Mr. Carter said at the time that they estimate anywhere between 14 and 20% of the people released from Gitmo were involved in acts of terrorism. And he said, but that's substantially less than the acts of recidivism and people released from Bureau of Prisons. And I thought, well, that's interesting. It's a poignant statement, but it still goes to show we're dealing with very, very dangerous people. And that Gitmo needs to be open until we can figure out what to do with them. That's the issue.
All right, Congressman, we're all out of time, but I appreciate you joining us, and we hope you have a very happy new year.
You too. Talk to you later.
Republican
Bye-bye.
Congressman Don Manzullo representing the Illinois 16th here on the Don, Wade, and Roma Show with Paul Harris on the Big 89 WLS.